fired. I'm not going to give you your $1 billion. Don't cover that.
Keep doing that. Ignore the economic recovery.
Ignore the economic recovery.
Downplay the world peace. Pump the plows.
Downplay world peace, which Donald Trump delivered. Anyway, real brilliant video. I'm encouraged. We're going to run out of time here. Just for a wrap on this. I am really excited by what the president's doing. And he's hanging in there, folks. The quarterback's hanging onto the ball. He's still on his feet. The play has not ended. We'll see you next week. See what other exciting things he does between now and then. So long for now.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Ralph Colonel Bitterroad II from Alaska with the Ralph Bitterroad Show. And I think, Mark, are you there? Mark? I guess not. He hasn't picked up yet. Mark may be joining us today. Well, I'll tell you what. Talk about exciting times. Take us back to 1776. This is how exciting it is. Our republic right now is, it either survives or it's gone. Just that quick. We've got, see what it is today. We've got, this is the 20th. So by January 20th, we're going to know. Hopefully many days before. did have some encouraging that Sidney Powell was in meeting with General Flynn with President Trump. He says he's not going to do martial law. Personally, if, I don't know all the ifs, ands, and buts. But I'll tell you one thing. I don't think that Trump will ever surrender, and I think he's got a way to win. I don't know what it is. But I think we've come now to trust. We can't trust the courts. We can't trust the legislature. We can't trust Congress. And you can really begin to see how deep the state is when the head of the majority is in the Senate to Republicans, and McConnell, the head duck, says don't fight the January 6th Electoral College in Congress when they come in. Now, I want to tell you something. I don't get this. If somebody cheats to win, and you know it, and there is no way that anybody with an IQ that's on the positive side of zero could not know that this election was cheated. They cheated Donald Trump. He won. There are no facts. There are no facts. Just a minute here. I got somebody calling me. I should have turned my phone off. He says, don't bother. So if somebody cheats you, and then you say, I'm going to give up my republic, I'm going to surrender the republic, I'm going to give up all those 74 million people, all the millions of people that have fought and died for 200 damn years, to somebody that cheated and lied and should have been in prison and indicted. And not only that, is cavorting with the enemy of China. And I'm going to walk away. That's all you need to know right there again. McConnell can't be trusted. Of course, he's a rhino. Why? Well, he's married to a Chi-Com. He's got a Chinese wife that's involved in China. He's probably as knee-deep in it as the Bidens. But he does the good side. He helps get judges in, and when we're supposed to go wink, wink, blink, blink, we won't go, we won't turn him in. No, I'm sorry. I've had enough of this. It's time for a purge. And I'm not talking about the purge like in the movies. We need somebody like Sidney Powell. Says, taking no enemies, no prisoners, period. Republican or Democrat, it's time to clean house as best we can. We have been infiltrated by the communists. Anybody with a brain can figure that one out. I don't even need security clearance to figure that one out. They got spies everywhere. And what are they trying to do? Bring our republic down. And how? They don't even really care whether Biden gets in, because they tried it with the underground. They couldn't get a revolution going. They got one, and they got enough idiots out there right now. They got their head shoved up somebody else's tush. They're ignorant, illiterate, and brainwashed, or some part of that. Who in his right mind would think that Biden got more votes than President Trump by sitting in his basement? And he's a good guy. He's going to unite us. Right. Build back better. What the hell is wrong with what we had? Build back better to what? Socialism? Communism? These are communist folks, and they ought to need to call them that. And they're anarchists. They're Bolsheviks. Just like they did in Germany, or in Russia. They hoodwink. Oh, I'll give you benefits. I'll do you handouts. Just vote for me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Look what they've been doing in these Democratic-run cities like Baltimore. Kids can't even pass the basic math and science tests, and they still give them billions of dollars. And they had the black people running it, the black Democrats running it. So the blacks are selling out their own damn race. I am so fed up with this race BS. There is not systemic racism in this country. Didn't happen. Of course there are people that don't like blacks. There's people that don't like Germans. There's people that don't like Italians or Chinese. You're not going to change that. But there's not systemic racism. The cops ain't picking on the blacks. They kill them. The blacks, 15% are doing 50% of the frickin' damn crimes. That's a 50-eye sting. Not my problem. Why do you think that's happening? Maybe because they don't have any families? Maybe because they put the abortion centers, a lot of them are in the minority or in the black areas? You tell me. I don't know. But you got to look at facts. And those are facts. Our country is infiltrated. Black, white, purple, whatever. They're corrupt beyond belief. You do not. I've had issues with the cops. There are a few of them that are out of control, of course. I tell you what, there's a hell of a lot more politicians and judges out of control than there are cops, percentage-wise. Absolutely. How many politicians would you say are honest in Congress? How many? You can't even get probably, I know you ain't going to give above 10. I know in Alaska, we got none. We got Young, that's been there the longest time, and he was caught with fingers in the till. He's a Republican. He does Republican-type stuff, but he's not completely honest by any stretch of the imagination. He congratulated Biden. We got Murkowski. God, she's right up there with Schumer and thing. She cheated to get the election. She bought votes. She did. It was in the paper. She couldn't make the primary. She gets the native corporations. You kick in 800,000. They do all these mail-in absentee ballots that are filled out just by a couple of people, and they pay the natives. They paid them for their vote, just like they're doing in Nevada. It's no big deal. Hey, y'all vote for me, and I'll give you some money. What do you need, a bottle of hooch? What? Score of heroin? Hell, I don't know. Buying votes ought to be illegal, you think? Supposed to be. Of course, we don't have an FBI anymore. I would walk across the street to spit on an FBI agent. Period. Right now. Ray and the whole upper echelon are corrupt beyond belief. The CIA, the same damn way. The Department of Justice. I deal with some of these attorneys in the Department of Justice. They are rotten. Clear to the core. They are. But nobody wants to talk about it. Personally, I wish Trump, I hope when he gets elected, reelected, because I think he'll still do it. I don't know how. He should do like Clinton, file every damn attorney, Department of Justice, local places, and hire back some. There ought to be a few honest ones out there, or somewhat honest, that aren't sleeping with the enemy or got tied in like McConnell's got a Chi-Com wife, or that idiot out of California that's sleeping with one and it's no big deal, or the senator that's got a driver that's a Democrat for 20 years. Oh, it's no big deal. He's just a spy. It's no big deal. He's gone now. No harm, no foul, nothing to see here. Do they think the American people is that stupid? I don't think so. I'm hoping that people are starting to wake up and say our republic has been overthrown. And what does it take to overthrow a republic? For good people to do nothing, and then we have no knowledge of what we were handed. I don't know. I wasn't taught what a real republic was, and I paid attention. I guarantee you. And I'm not stupid. And I research. And I've come to the point, I don't believe what anybody tells me. You can't trust anybody in this world anymore, hardly. I used to have two meetings, one in Anchorage, one in Wasilla, when I had my company. God, it was infiltrated on both sides. Wasilla and Anchorage by people that were trying to take me down because I wouldn't shut up. I was taking money and I was challenging these suckers. Got the money, but I'm still in the fight. And all I can say, telecommunications is probably it's as corrupt as Congress. What did I tell you? I could not believe how corrupt telecommunications was. I got into it. I just could not believe it. I was offered money on bids. They want from 3 to 5 points, which is 3 to 5% of the bid to give you the job. That's right. Been there, done it. Almost every one of my big customers was a crook, and I knew it. They invited me into the inner circle, and I would go one time, and I would excuse myself and say, you know, I don't see how I can do anything here to help you. So I kept my nose clean. And I still made the biggest privately held interconnect in Alaska because I worked my butt off. But people knew when I gave my word or I was honest when they asked me about the best way to do stuff. Mark, are you there? I guess Mark needs to be called and be at it yet. Okay, well, we'll have Mark join us at the commercial then. So, anyways, technical problem, those things happen. Talk about technical problems, what happens? We got a guy that's supposed to be in charge of all of our security. Oh, there ain't nothing to see on the elections. It was the best secure election we ever had. Now we got all this breaking in through all of the networks of America by the Russians, and the CHICOMs are definitely in the middle of it. Nobody gonna convince me otherwise. They're right in the middle of it. Instead of looking, instead of doing their damn job, they're so busy trying to take down Trump and make deals with our enemy. That's treason, folks. Waging war against the laws of the United States is called treason. And boy, they're waging more than hell. They're waging war against the Constitution of the United States. They are. And if Trump gets in, I think, which he will, I don't know how he's going to do it, but I can't imagine him surrendering our republic. The corruption. Just kind of, I don't see it. I'm still going to go with General Flynn. He said he's going to make it. I don't know how yet. I wish he'd do martial law from my perspective and redo the elections. That's what I'd do, but he said he's not going to do that right now, so I don't know. But he did have Sidney Powell in. God put her in charge of a special prosecutor in charge of the corruption on the Dominion machines. And I'm telling you what, we may not have enough for a quorum in Congress when we get through. Because she said, I don't care where it goes, Republican or Democrat. And that's what we need. Somebody that's fearless. I followed her briefing on General Flynn. She backed that lying piece of garbage, Sullivan, Judge Sullivan. In D.C. court. He gets around and gets a Meekus Curie, friend of the court, to help him try to hang Flynn. And they go to the appellate court, and he has no standing. Both parties have left the field. The government, even though they call him United States of America, which is not actually the government, but anyway, they did a hell of a brief. So did Sidney Powell. They say there was no crime. There's no crime. Why? So why are we here? We didn't give them exculpatory evidence. We withheld it. They admitted it. So what do they do in this corrupt system? They rule against Sullivan. Back in.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Well, we're back. This is Ralph Crum at Winter Road with the Ralph Winter Road Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And was talking about Judge Sullivan. He's not a judge. Well, there is no republic today, folks. It's all there. We've all been caught. You can't have a republic if there's nobody that wants to be a citizen of one of the several states. I looked at the appellate briefs that Texas did, or the briefs that Texas did and all the other states. They were sovereign states of the United States or sovereign states of the United States of America. They did not, any of them, claim to be one of the several states or one of the states of the Union. Why the hell not? Why? What a sovereign state of the United States of America. They were sovereign states of the United States of America prior to the Constitution of the United States, and they joined up to be in the Union of States, called one of the several states, still sovereign. But they can't be a sovereign state of the United States. Doesn't make any sense. Does anybody ever read this stuff? Somebody's got to know. They all agree to this nonsense. They all agree to be United States of America. It's not a government, folks. There is a country, United States of America, under the Articles of Confederation. And it had states in the it was Confederation. Never went away. We still have the United States of America. The Constitution says there's a Constitution for the United States of America. What am I hearing here? I'm hearing music or something here. Mark, are you there? I guess we're having trouble getting Mark on yet. It says right in the Constitution of the United States, government of the United States, end of story. There is in the thing an oath to the Constitution of the United States. Why are we doing this? Why does nobody bring this up? It's just so frustrating when you see the corruption and nobody wants to talk about it. All of these federal courts, they're actually supposed to be courts of the United States. The real party of interest is always United States of America and the United States District Courts. Always. Why? If we have a government of the United States, who is the real party of interest? It's called United States. End of story. It worked from 1789 to 1913. What happened? Did we have a change of government? We did. They were overthrowing it right in front of us. And we signed up for it. You and me both. We're all guilty. Guaranteed. There ain't nobody who's innocent. You sign one of these stupid forms that they, quote, ex-government puts out. They're implied in law contracts. They want you to owe a duty to them. They owe no duty back to you. It's a benefit, folks. Mark, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, crazy world we're living in, huh?
Yes, it is. Technology's great till it doesn't work.
Well, I tell you what, can you believe that we can't have elections where we actually have somebody show up with a photo ID and check the signature? That is really hard to do. And then we can't have software that all it has to do is scan and come up with a number. That's it. They don't got to do nothing else.
Or like in Georgia, where their idea of an audit is just recounting all the ballots that they had to begin with. All the same ballots, whether they're invalid or not, they just counted them all again.
Yeah, what's that statement about insanity? Keep doing the same thing over and over and expect a different result?
Yeah, it's insane for sure.
Tom in Illinois, what kind of a state have you got in Illinois? Corrupt?
Yeah, this is Cody in Illinois. I think you made a mistake there on the board.
Oh, I said Tony. But okay, I'm sorry, what was the name?
Cody.
Okay.
Cody, yeah. Hey, I'm curious about your take on the ATF and all the, you're always talking about administrative regulations. And when I read the USC, I'm just pulling it up here. Oh, let's see, like 26 USC 5845, it talks about a rifle having a barrel less than 16 inches. You know, it talks about being made from a rifle, kind of like a sawed-off shotgun when they start talking about these short-barrel rifles.
Okay, hold on a minute. Hold on. We're going to talk off the air here while we go to break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And Cody, you still there?
I am.
Yeah, give me the statute. 27 USC, what's the next number?
It was 26, 58, 45.
Okay, hold on just 1 minute. I'm going to type this in and let's see what we get here.
Anybody that's listening, if you
45.
Because 26 is IRS stuff.
Well, I think that's how they're taxing the NFA guns.
What title is the ATF under?
27.
Well, some of it's under 18 and 26. Is some of it 27? Could be.
There's nothing under 26. Let me type in 26 USC. Let's see if that even exists here.
Yeah, it'll come up on Cornell. You type in 26 USC 5845 for anybody listening.
Yeah, firearm. Click on. Right. Yeah, there is a definition of that. And there is no regulations under that at all. So let me go look. Hold on just a minute here.
Well, reason I was calling, you know, ATF just published on the 18th the Federal Register, if anybody wants to look it up. They just published they're trying to regulate these arm braces now and trying to say that they're part of a short barrel rifle when they're definitely classified as a pistol. And what's interesting, if you go there and you pull up this 26-58-45, you look at number four, it says a weapon made from a rifle. So that with a, you know, with a shorter length barrel. So they're talking about a sawed-off rifle, and these guys are perverting all these laws to make these, you know, regulations to try and take away our rights. I just wanted to point that out to everybody, and I wanted to see if you could dig into some of these regulations and tell us.
Well, I have a regulation. There is no regulation for that one, so it doesn't go anywhere. So I would have to look and see, is there something else? Have they posted a regulation they're using? That's my question. CFR.
Well, I sent you an email there, and they've got the text on the 18th of December. They have a new, you know, they have a proposed regulation. But they've got some regulations regarding all this. I don't know how you find it, but
well,
I know
they've got some. If you can email them back to me, or call back and give me some. I can tell you, I'm so familiar with this. I can do it at my fingertips because there is no See, the thing you have to understand, no agency can operate under the law except by regulations. Now, they can do interstate commerce by statute. They cannot do anything else. It all has to be by, because all agencies have, their only authority is by the Federal Register Act. They have to give us notice through the Federal Register. There is no CFR under 26 U.S.C. 5845. I just checked.
Okay. What can you tell me about the history of the Constitution? I've been told that that was not the forefathers' intention to pervert the Commerce Clause, and it was just to make commerce regular, and now they've used that clause to think that they can, you know, regulate everything that they want to regulate.
Okay, what they have done, they have got us to abandon the standing in the Constitution, and we are now being ruled by these headless fourth branch of government. That's what the government called them. That's what FDR called them in his research. They are agencies. They only can control citizens of the United States, which we all sign up for, which nobody fights because they don't know how to fight it. But they have to, according to the Federal Register Act of 1935, they must. It's a mandate. And the courts have to take judicial notice. They must publish in the Federal Register their regulations. So whatever they're doing, that if you can give me regulations, go off the air and call back in, I can tell you. I can tell you how to fight them. If people will give me the information, I will help you and tell you how to fight them. That nobody seems to understand, because very few people know how. There's two ways. They do the formal and they do the informal procedures to have force and effect of law. And if they don't do one or the other correctly, you can tell them to put it where the sun don't shine, but nobody knows how to do it. I just finally got it written up because I found the Senate report of 1946. And I took the time to go through it, the informal way that they have to do it. And the one thing they always leave out, without exception, they never claim the emergency because there is none.
Let me ask you this. Roger Sales on the People's Patriot Network, he's got a show that he talks a lot about the, you know, being a U.S. national, because if you're a citizen, you fall under all these federal laws. Do you agree with that also, that
He does not know what he's talking about. Our standing is because you are a citizen of Illinois, domiciled in Illinois, and you have a sovereign state under those constitution and laws. And the only ones that can grab you is under commerce, under the Constitution of the United States. They use words that don't have definitions. Lawyers, and there's nothing wrong with definitions. They use them ad nauseum. But you have to. The thing we are in their world is called a national of the United States. That's a phrase that's in quotation marks. And it says you're one of two things. You're a citizen of the United States, which means you have no political rights. You have no inalienable rights. You have civil rights. You can go to court and sue anybody. They can sue you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no, if you have no inalienable rights from the Creator, that's why they're secular. And if you have no political rights, you don't have any authority to say what type of government that you have. And do you know where that is for citizens of the United States? It's in Congress. I got 110 cases. It says United States of America is a sovereign body politic. That's Congress. I got 110
cases. So how do you get out of that? How do you get out of that system?
You have to put in your status update into the public record, and that becomes self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, number 7. And as soon as I did that, the IRS quit taking out 15% of my money out of my Social Security on a bogus lien. And then what really pissed me off, because I put that in, and I have registered to vote as a citizen of Alaska. I got a driver's license as a citizen of Alaska. What really pissed me off is that the lien, they didn't renew it, because I wanted to take the SOBs to court, because I called them up and rubbed their nose in it. I wanted to prove it. I said, why are you doing this? I'm guilty. Why are you not taking 15? Oh, we're going to take 15%. I said, come on, do it. They didn't do it. Then they let the lien expire. And the lien was over.
To clarify with the audience, it's true that the only way a lot of these federal regulations apply is if you are part of their District of Columbia, if you agree to be a citizen.
Nope, that's not true either. What they do is, in the District of Columbia, you are a qualified elector. And there's all kinds of cases. You have no right to an Article 3 to a constitutional court. You have no right to complain about taxation. I got all kinds of cases. Supreme Court just keeps ruling over and over on this, and they just keep coming back. They did it under the Buck Act of 1940. You are deemed to be in a federal area. And how they do that? Well, they tie in where they give federal money and stuff. But you signed up for it. If you have a driver's license, you're signed up under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 as a citizen of the United States. As a citizen of the United States, you have, again, no political rights. You have no inalienable rights from the Creator, but you got civil rights. They always want to talk about civil rights. And if you got a computer, just go look at 42 USC 1981 and 1982. Same rights as a white citizen. That's civil rights. Mm-hmm. That's the first civil rights of 1866. They did that strictly for Negroes. They could have naturalized them. They did that 4 years later. They said, oh, by the way, if you're black, you can naturalize and become equal.
Right.
But they didn't. They had to get that before they did the 14th Amendment.
Well, that's what Rogers said, and some others have said, is that, you know, basically the Civil War was kind of the war to bring in the civil law, basically, to trick everybody into, you know, basically being treated like a slave.
The Civil War had several things. It wasn't about race initially. It was about states' rights. Although slavery was an offshoot of it, and if anybody that's as a slave is a bad thing. I mean, we can't have that, but that's the way it was. Okay? But after that, they did, and they didn't hide it. They said, we reconstructed Reconstruction Act. Congress said, we're reconstructing our republic. You know what they did? They made being a citizen of the United States, which technically doesn't even really exist, the court have said so, as our primary citizenship. And then you reside in a state. But you can't be domiciled there, see? Yeah, you reside. It's residence. You can have all kinds of residence anywhere in the damn world. It's a play on words. And I've got Supreme Court cases that say the 13th and the 14th and the 15th Amendment changed nothing. Didn't change a damn thing. All it said is, if you're in Illinois and you got an out-of-control governor or state legislature or somebody that's, quote, holding public office, which doesn't exist today, then Congress can come in and they can legislate and say, no, you can't do that. You got to treat everybody equal. Otherwise, the Congress has no authority to even legislate. I got that out of Cruikshank and Slaughterhouse cases. Supreme Court said so. Hasn't been changed.
Well, I'd like the audience to think about this. You know, if they think that they can tax, you know, these guns like they do, the manufacturers pay some different excise taxes, and then they say, oh, if you want a silencer or a machine gun or whatever, you got to pay all these other taxes to be able to do it. are we going to accept a tax on free speech? That's the first Bill of Rights, and then we go to the Second Amendment, and we're accepting taxes on something that we're saying is, whether it's sales tax shouldn't even be legal, on a state level on any of these, guns or ammunition either, because they're considered a right under the Second Amendment.
There are some excise taxes on interstate commerce that are legal. But the only thing that I can tell you is if you email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com and give me a regulation, I can tell you what's going on. Okay?
Okay.
Everything they do has to be by the Code of Federal Regulations, regardless whether it's constitutional or not. And do you know how many regulations I've seen that have the force? They call it force and effect of law. I've never seen one yet. And I've looked at, thousands of them.
And the reason is why? What are they missing?
Because they can't. They don't have the authority. It's a con.
But the problem is, if the judges are in on the con, you're going to be stuck in prison if they...
Well, they are, but that's what we're expiring, because if we don't... First of all, my people die for a lack of knowledge. If you don't understand the con, you ain't going to go nowhere. And that's what's going
right,
on.
Right, absolutely.
We've got a big Federal big Circuit Court of Appeals. Moody's case. It's on the inbox. Been sitting there for almost 1 month. Because we got around and we went in, and they denied it with a panel, which was two Obama judges and one Bush judge, and said no. So we filed back in an inbox. Said, okay, you sons of SOBs, you want the... This is what is wrong. And you're in your court. These conflict with your decisions and the Constitution. And they've been sitting on it for almost a month now. The 24th will be a month. So I don't know what they're going to do. But I tell you what, if you surrender, we're going to lose. You never surrender.
Well, I'd like to add to that. This is Mark. And Cody, when you're looking, and anybody looking at a court situation, the very first thing I want to know is, does that court have jurisdiction over me? Because if they don't, they can't lawfully hear that case, and you can challenge that right up front. And if they deny it, then you can take it up on an immediate appeal, what's called an interlocutory appeal. So mm-hmm. you don't have to wait till the end of the case to do certain types of appeals. So
right.
this all comes back to what Ralph's talked about, is knowing who you are, what is your status, and just because somebody files a lawsuit against you or brings some type of court action against you doesn't necessarily mean that court has the authority to even hear anything against you.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Part. Here's the crazy
yeah,
part.
It makes sense as long as we have an honest judiciary.
There are no constitutional courts in America today except the Supreme
right.
Court.
But
none
the thing about this, if
jurisdiction.
If that court doesn't have jurisdiction and they continue, if they try to move forward, in other words, we're just going to make up a scenario because we're not giving legal advice, okay? But if somebody, right. let's say a prosecutor brought a charge against me, and that court doesn't have jurisdiction to hear a case against me because of my status, I could file a motion to dismiss, and if that judge denies it, I can immediately take it up on what's called an interlocutory appeal before the case even goes forward. And when I take it up on an interlocutory appeal because I'm challenging the court's jurisdiction, that court cannot move until an upper court makes a decision whether that court has jurisdiction over me.
Right.
And I can go, I can take okay. that all the way up to the Supreme Court if I have to.
Yeah.
And all along that appeal route, again, this is a special appeal called an interlocutory appeal. And while I'm up on my interlocutory appeal challenging the lower court's jurisdiction, that lower court cannot move forward. They got to sit there and wait.
Here's the problem. I've done what Mark says. Mark's 100% on point.
Mm.
But you get to the Supreme Court, you know what they do? We're not going to hear it. just like what they're doing on this voter election. No court. They say, well, no court has heard the election fraud, no evidence. So there's no evidence because no court has taken it. That don't mean diddly squat. But that's what they do. But if we don't fight it, the thing is, you have to know how to fight it with briefing. That's why I encourage people to get on my list. $250 donation a year. If you can't afford it, I'll still add you. To get the real stuff backed up by facts. Mm-hmm. And I have in the Mooney case, I went through from the beginning of our republic, clear up through how they back in a minute.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're back there. Cody, you still there?
I am. Oh. Yeah, I'm on here.
Yeah. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but here's the problem we run into. Everything that I talk about, I've backed up and researched extensively. I use their stuff. And it's taken a lot of time, a lot of years to put all this together. I need to put it in one line. That's what I'm working on now. Again, I'm familiar with Adobe Acrobat. But the question I asked you, if you're into firearms, you send me some regulations, and I will tell you how, what's going on. Because the question becomes,
okay,
we're being ruled by regulations. So I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know by looking at a regulation, a CFR, Code of Federal Regulations, which has to be supported by putting in the Federal Register? They have to put it in the Federal right. Register. That's where they have to say how this thing came about, okay? Can you right. tell me, do you know how to see if it has, by looking at a CFR, if it has a forced effect of law, whether you have to obey it or not? Do you know how to do that?
You've mentioned it. I can't remember the exact detail on that, if you don't mind talking about that again.
Oh, I'm trying to bring it. People don't. You know why? Because it's somewhat complex until you look at how it's broken down, and I want to put it into a one line. There's only two ways they can do it, formal or informal. They never do formal. Now, I don't know about Title 27 because I've never had anybody give me a regulation to look at. But if you give me something, I'll look at it. I can tell you because I know how the system works. Not because I'm so damn smart, because I've spent a lot of time researching and I can prove it with their stuff. I got basically the book on how they do it by their Senate report. The thing that I didn't know is they have to declare, they have to state the emergency, the reason why they do the informal. We can't do it because it's not in the public interest and blah, blah, smoke and mirrors nonsense. They have to declare the emergency to do this. And if you don't know how to read their nonsense, you're fighting something that there's no way for you to win because you don't understand what you're up against. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm just telling you.
Saying it has to be an emergency, and that's why some people have done research and they say that we're always in an emergency status. Is that you don't agree with that, or do you?
They have to say why they're doing it. If you give me the CFRs, give me some CFRs, Code of Federal Regulation. Okay. I'll tell you immediately. It won't take me very long to go through and look and see what they're up to, because I know how to read it.
Okay.
And if you get on my IRS list, or if you just email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com, I will send you the Mooney case, 14,000 words, 7,000 words, 3,900 words, with an appendix of 998 pages and another appendix of about 100 pages. And in that, you spend a little time at it, the last one on the reply, it tells you how to find out if the regulation has the force and effect of law. It's spelled out.
Perfect. Okay. So your opinion on the Supreme
Court. The other thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Mark. Thing I want to add to that is each one of those regulations has to spell out what the emergency is. They can't use a blanket state of emergency like what you're talking about. There's a lot of people who've said that, you know, the U.S. has been under a constant state of emergency since what, like the 60s or 50s or something like that? So, but in these regulations, they cannot just say, well, we're in a state of emergency. They got to specifically state what that emergency is.
They have to state it in the proposed regulation. They have to state it in the final rule. There's a proposed rule and a final rule. And they never do it. Never seen one yet. I'm still looking.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.